WRCT, Pittsburgh. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to WRCT.
It's Amanda Richard here from WRCT's eclectic folk radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, heard every Wednesday at 11 a.m. right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Every so often, a musician who's not in the areas of music that I usually cover in Whiskey Before Breakfast comes to me for an interview. And you're about to hear an interview with a young flautist, flute player, Alex Hamburger. She's from the jazz side of the family, and she'll be stopping in Pittsburgh on a CD release tour on November 11th of 2021 at First Unitarian as part of the UU Songspace concert series, Thursday, November 11th, 7:30 p.m. at First Unitarian, 605 Morwood Avenue. More information at uusongspace.com. If you're hearing this interview before November 11th of 2021, we of course hope that it'll encourage you to consider attending the concert. If you're hearing this interview after November 11th, we hope it encourages you to look for live music wherever you are and to attend concerts and to support the local music community and the national music community. All right, enough editorializing from me. We're going to start off by hearing Alex Hamburger on the flute and Jose Luis Martins on the piano doing a really fun cover of Joe Henderson's Serenity right here on WRCT. What you just heard from 2019 was Alex Hamburger on the flute and Jose Luis Martins on the piano doing Joe Henderson's Serenity. And Alex Hamburger's on the phone with me. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
So What's a young whippersnapper like you doing with a remake of Joe Henderson's Serenity?
You know, Joe Henderson has always been one of my favorite saxophone players. Someone who, you know, I had like a copy, a CD of Inner Urge in my mom's car growing up. And
You definitely have changed it, though.
Yeah, with that little duo EP, it was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing, and we really wanted to experiment with, especially with Serenity, that was kind of a last take. Let's see how far we can take it. Let's see how much we can just, like, trust each other in the moment and see what happens and create something new from it.
Well, what's cool about that is to hear it's got the melody, it's got the head in it from Henderson's playing, but then it does sort of have a lot more space in it than sort of the bop groove that he had.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was kind of, those two things kind of like went hand in hand, kind of allowing for that space and that like push and pull, listen to each other and improvise kind of in a more open way than I guess traditionally.
Alex Hamburger plays the flute and sings. And she will be coming to Pittsburgh on Thursday, November 11th, in a concert at Songspace at First Unitarian. And it'll be indoors in the chapel at 605 Moorwood Avenue, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, the 11th. We're really lucky to have you and your quartet stop by.
Yeah, we're really excited to come to Pittsburgh. It's been a while since I've been there, but it's a great city, and really excited to be able to share my CD release tour in Pittsburgh.
Alex Hamburger is chatting with us here on WRCT, and your new record is called And She Spoke. It's very much a project with an overriding thought, isn't it?
So And She Spoke is a collection of music that I've written based off of poetry by women poets, and music I've kind of arranged or we've kind of reimagined by women composers.
Now, how did you get started in jazz flute? I mean, there are not that many jazz flautists. I mean, when I think of a jazz flutist, I think of Herbie Mann, or I think of a whole bunch of saxophonists who played the flute for a different tone, a different color.
That's actually a funny story. So my dad is a professional drummer in the D.C. area. And when I was born and those few years after, he was playing a lot with a flute player named Al Williams, who was actually from Philadelphia but had moved to the D.C. area. And Al was in Mongoose Santa Maria's band and Stanley Clark's band, and so my dad was in Al's band, and Al was actually my godfather. And so since he was playing a lot with Al during the time when I was young, some of my earliest memories are of him, and he was a saxophone player, but he really studied classical flute and really loved the flute. And I was just like 4 or 5 years old, and I told my parents, I want to play the flute. And yeah, that was that.
So did you start off with Telemann and Mozart and all the classical repertoire?
Oh, absolutely. I had a couple of really great classical teachers. I was in orchestras and I did the whole classical thing. And at the same time was, you know, even from a young age, was learning standards and sneaking my way into dance sessions with my dad starting at 13. And in high school, I was still studying classically, but I was also in a jazz academy with a traveling band here and studying with saxophone players. And I just realized that improvised music and, you know, this tradition of music was really what I wanted to do, and that it didn't matter if I was a flute player. I was going to do it anyways.
When I think of the flute in jazz, I think of a lot of the sort of the overblowing technique and the singing while blowing into the flute of, you know, people like Roshan Rollin Kirk. But you really retain that pure tone from your classical training.
I try.
What's it like working in a quartet? And I think you managed to recruit one of your professors to join your quartet.
So on the record is Doug Weiss, the great bass player who's, you know, been the bassist and musical director with Al Foster and played with Brian Blade and played with Brad Meldow and you know, could go on forever. Doug and I actually became, he was my professor at SUNY Purchase, but we like quickly became pretty good friends. And I had gotten to play some gigs with him, and he had actually hired me for a gig or two. And when I had the idea to do this album, I was actually living in Switzerland along with Chase, the drummer, and Jose Luis. And we were just moving back to New York and ended up going back to record the album. And I had just thought of Doug as, you know, as someone who could really bring it for this record, especially since the record was made all in one day. We all flew to Europe. We played two nights at the Bird's Eye with one rehearsal. And then we had one day in the studio to make the whole record. And, you know, at that time I had thought that Doug was someone who could really bring, you know, an interesting perspective, both musically and personally. And it was a wild ride.
I love that story because, I mean, I've been in bands where, you know, you go into the studio and you spend 3 days working on one song. And I've been in bands that rehearse and then go into the studio and just play it all in a weekend. And I sure prefer that.
Yeah. It was what was great is that by the time we got into the studio, we had played these four sets already. So we were kind of like already hitting the ground running, even if we had that little amount of time.
We're chatting with Alex Hamburger, whose new record, And She Spoke, has just come out here in November of 2021. And let's let the people hear something from that record. Why don't you tell us about your version of a poem that your grandmother wrote?
Definitely. Actually, the starting point for this whole project was my grandmother, Ana Maria Codes, who was an activist and an educator and both a writer of poetry and a published writer of poetry and short stories in Paraguay, South America. And this, she was especially there and being an educator and an activist and writer amongst the Stroessner dictatorship that went until the 1980s. Her writing and her art and her activism and her educating children, it was really all one. And it was really about like letting the people's voice be heard. So this is a poem from her book that I love, called La Desperación es la Pasión Verdaderamente Humana. And as the starting point for this project, this is one of my favorite songs on the record.
Ooh. atreverse a contemplar el sol.
We are chatting with Alex Hamburger, who's a flautist. Who you live now in New York?
I'm actually living in Maryland, right in the D.C. area
okay,
now.
Okay, so you're back in the D.C. area, and her new record is called And She Spoke. And I'm not even going to attempt the Spanish name of what you just heard. I think it translates to something as despair is the truly human passion.
Yeah, that's actually a great translation. I'm going to use that.
This record with you and Jose Luis Martins on the piano and Doug Weiss on the bass and Chase Kusel on the drums, it's really interesting. And it's a project, you said it started with this poem from your grandmother. And what your goal is?
It developed into this album of music, original compositions based off of poetry by female poets, and then arrangements of songs by female composers that I love.
What made you feel this was an important time to make a record like this?
So this record actually was recorded in November 2019, but my grandmother, my mother, you know, I come from a line of artists and feminists who, especially, you know, my grandmother, her art and her activism were as one, and I led a feminist club in high school, and I used to skip school and go to protests downtown in D.C. And these women's voices are so often not heard at the importance that they are to both the music and just to society, and especially the voices of Black and brown women that have been silenced for so long. And, you know, not everybody knows about Monk, but not everybody knows about Mary Lou Williams, who was one of his teachers, you know. And so I just thought that this was an opportunity for me to really highlight those women that are the reason that someone like me can be doing what I'm doing today.
The other thing that your record shows is how poetry and jazz are both, that can intertwine into a performance.
You know, for me, I don't know. I've always loved poetry. My grandmother was a poet. My mom was an actress and a dancer. And so poetry was always kind of around from a young age. And it was a way that I felt, an art form that I felt connected to. And I just find that, like, you know, what are lyrics? Lyrics are just a different setting of a poem. So I think they really go hand in hand for me.
I also get the sense that there's a little bit of the beat consciousness, you know, going back to the 1950s and 60s in the way that you do some of the phrasing over the music.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I don't know if that was so conscious or if that is just a result of taking material that was either created or inspired by that time and putting it together, you know.
Well, I think it's a very affecting record. Alex Hamburger's And She Spoke. And you'll be able to see her in Pittsburgh on Thursday, November 11th, over at the First Unitarian Church at 605 Morwood Avenue, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, November 11th. Are you bringing the full quartet with you?
Yeah, so it'll be Chase Kiesel and Jose Luis Martins. And on bass now in my band, because Doug Weiss is pretty busy and also mostly living in Europe these days, but I have a great young bass player, Tyrone Allen, who is from the D.C. area but lives in New York and plays with everyone from Rodney Green to Jasmia Horn. And so it'll be a special show.
What's the most fun you've had at a show recently?
You know, this past Saturday, we did a night of Brazilian music, Jose Luis and I and some friends here in the D.C. area at Tacoma Station. And I have to tell you, Brazilian music is just so fun. It was so fun.
It really is. There's a sort of a freedom and a improvisation that happens in Brazilian music that does not happen most other places in the world.
There's so many different rhythms and styles, and the show ended up being kind of like a trip around Brazil through the music, and that was really fun.
I hear, in addition to Brazilian and South American music, I swear, girl, I hear some 12-tone contemporary classical music and contemporary jazz in what you're doing.
I haven't, to be quite honest, like, deeply studied that much of contemporary classical music, but I do love it. I mean, and I was lucky, actually, to study with Guillermo Klein when I was living in Switzerland, and then work with him a little bit on this music, and he really teaches a lot of Messiaen and his different approaches to harmony. So, yeah, I guess that makes sense. There's definitely some inspiration from what I got to learn from him and him helping me with the music that is inspired by Schoenberg and Messiaen. So, yeah.
Alex Hamburger and her new record, And She Spoke, in which she is paying homage to the women whose voices have come before. And I sense you want to extend the tradition with your own voice as well.
We are the next generation of women, and we have a duty to the women before us and the women after us to use our voices.
What did you notice about the difference between the jazz scene in Switzerland and other parts of Europe compared to New York and Washington, D.C. and other parts of America?
You know, it's just very different. I think that the context of learning and playing jazz, which is Black American music, is very different in Europe. But there's also a lot of interesting things happening and coming from the different cultures there and how they mix with jazz and how they approach improvisational music. It's definitely a different context for learning and playing.
We've got time to squeeze in one more track from your new record, And She Spoke, and we both were talking about Burning the Letters, which is your musical interpretation of a poem by
Sylvia Plath. Yeah, Burning the Letters. You know, I love Sylvia Plath, and I just couldn't figure out how to stick her poem as lyrics, so I just wrote this song that I felt was an instrumental representation of the poem.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you.
I think it's really cool. I think it's a really cool record. All right, here comes Alex Hamburger and her quartet doing Alex's interpretation of the Sylvia Plath poem, Burning the Letters, right here on WRCT.
Thank you.
What you just heard was Alex Hamburger and her quartet doing Burning the Letters, a tune she wrote in response to Sylvia Plath's poem of the same name, Burning the Letters. And Alex will be in Pittsburgh on Thursday, November 11th at Songspace at First Unitarian, 7:30 p.m. Thursday, November 11th at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, 605 Morwood Avenue, Pittsburgh. Thanks again to Alex for spending so much time with us. And thank you for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh and the Deep Blues Hour. My name is Steve, your host for 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And coming up in this hour, we're going to hear from Sydney Maiden, talking about a sweet little woman from 1961. Mississippi John Hurt as well, and his incredible acoustic Delta Blues. None other like him, Mississippi John Hurt, common. Plus, you can hear an epic long tune from Johnny Winter performing live on his disc Second Winter. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to start off the show, though, with Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson. Here he is performing live at the Rhineborn from a 1999 release. This is You Don't Have to Go from Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson from WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as a contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at www.speckbros.com, and you'll receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
I pick my share of cotton. I drink water from a creek. Spit a hot dog 5 ways just to make it through the week. I came apart. Whoa, I came apart. Whoa, I count my blessing every day. But Lord knows I came apart. Sharecropper's shack, 9 years old. Learned how to play the blues on a two-string diddly bow. I came apart. Lord knows I came apart. Whoa, I can laugh about it now. The Lord knows I came apart. didn't have no bed, just a ripped blanket on the floor. I came up hard. Yes, I came up hard. Came never once got caught out behind a juke joint, and I surely learned a lot. Oh, I came up hard. Oh, yes, I really came up hard. Look at here. I think I did all right. Lord knows I came up hard. Oh, I count my blessing every day. Lord knows I came up hard. Oh, yes I did.
Drink on, little girl, drink on. Drink on. Drink on, little girl, drink on. You gotta keep on drinking, you lose your happy heart. I wake on every day, come on, miss night and day. I look in my bedroom, ain't nothing did right. Drink on. Drink on, little girl, drink on. You gotta keep on drinking, you gonna lose your happy home. Drink on, little girl, drink on. Drink on. Drink on, little girl, drink on. You gotta keep on drinking, you lose your happy home.
bed. She rose this morning, she don't know what she said. Drink on. Drink on, little girl, drink on. You're gonna keep on drinking, you're gonna do your happy home.
Little Willie Foster there with Little Girl. That's from a collection called Going Down to Eli's, Rhythm and Blues from the 1950s. Before Little Willie Foster, we heard from Buddy Guy, and that's from a release called Rhythm and Blues, RCA put out 2013, called I Came Up Hard from Buddy Guy. All right, up next, as promised, here is that epic tune from Johnny Winter performing live. It's called It's My Own Fault from the release Second Winter. Johnny Winter here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Thank you. Yeah. being such a devil. When you have not been an angel to me, baby, let's let bygones be bygones and live for today. Understand.